Time to catch up with our Shire whip around now, and we're heading off to the Central Goldfield Shire, and we say good morning to CEO Lucy Roffey. Morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Might have
Hope
to...
you're enjoying being out of lockdown.
Yes, yes. Well, it hasn't made much difference to me, to be perfectly honest, yet anyway. But hang on to your hats over there. Could be windy in Maryborough today. So there we are.
Hey, yeah, well, we've been lucky. We've missed a lot of the damaging winds in the previous storm, so hopefully it skips us again today, but we will be on the alert.
Yeah, fingers crossed anyway. And to quote the old David Bowie song, more changes. Not that I remember that song personally, of course. I'm too young for that. My parents told me about it. But more changes on the way now as we come out of lockdown.
Yeah, so we'll be opening our customer service centre today and our visitor information centre. Our libraries as well will be open. And our art gallery, we were just about to launch a new exhibition before lockdown, and so it will be opening on Thursday with that new exhibition, which is called Winter Light 1 and 2 and has some fantastic things by local artists. So encourage people to get along and have a look at that exhibition as well if they're looking to do some fun things now that we're back out of lockdown. But it is a reminder that we both still have to wear masks and check in with QR codes. And we also partnered with the Maryborough District Health Service to support them to run a vaccination hub out of the community hub. So that's still operating and has been during COVID. So again, a reminder for people to go there and make a booking and get vaccinated.
Excellent. Now, I've been watching a bit of skateboarding and stuff from the Olympics, of course, but skate and scooter park designs, you want a bit of feedback?
We do. So we've had young people involved in this whole process. They actually started it all with a petition to council to build a skate park, and then they were involved in the original design. And now we've got the final plans prepared by our consultants, Grind Projects. So there's two sessions tonight, one from 4 to 5 and one from 6 to 7. There is on our website, Skate and Scooter Park section on the website, they can go to and get the contact details for those sessions. Or if they can't come along to those sessions, feedback is also available online. So they can go onto that part of the website and provide feedback until Friday, the 30th of July. So really exciting to sort of getting into the final stages of this project and have it built by the end of the year.
What sort of feedback do you think? Like, will it be they're just happy with the design or that sort of thing?
Well, usually the feedback we'll be getting is around the amount of... things in the skate park for perhaps beginners, intermediate and advanced. And I have to say that when we did the original design consultation with young people, they were very generous in wanting to make sure that all ages and stages could use the park. It's also a scooter park. So it does have a wide range of variety, but it's always good to get that last bit of feedback and make sure, we've got the right amount of, interesting, difficult things like rails, etc., and also some easier things for the beginners.
Yeah. I think the most difficult thing for me with skateboarding is actually getting onto the skateboard.
Staying on it.
Yeah, falling off's easy. That's no problem there. Oh, dear. Now, the Your Ground project. Tell us about this collaboration between Monash University XYX Lab. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is a great project. We were approached, and there are quite a few councils across Victoria who are involved in this. And it's asking women, girls and gender diverse people to go into the website, and then you can select areas on a map that you may feel unsafe. And this is always a really difficult one for often men to understand, because you can walk around and never feel unsafe. And women feel unsafe all the time in all sorts of places. So it's a really interesting project. They'll then bring all the data together, across the government areas to sort of look and see if there's any trends and if there's particular areas perhaps that people feel less safe in. But we also, at the end of the project, will have the data just for our area. It will be anonymised, so we don't know who put the data in. But it means that we can look at things around, improved lighting and visibility of certain spots and improve the safety for women and girls and gender diverse people.
Okay, interesting. I mean, there's plenty of places I feel scared walking, like through the Essendon Cheer Squad, places like that.
Exactly. Jeez,
well, probably through any cheer squad, to be honest.
You'd be surprised. A lot of women have, so many different tactics to get out of their car and, walk somewhere, particularly after dark. And I think, a lot of people don't realise that we go around with a whole lot of ideas in our heads about how we're going to look after ourselves if something happens. So it's a really important project.
No, it certainly is. Yep, for sure. All righty. And the Lake Victoria lighting, finally.
Well, this is sort of related. So this will put some lighting around Lake Victoria, which is a really popular walking, running and cycling spot in Princess Park. And again, a place where people sometimes do feel unsafe at night time. So 10 new lights around it, which means, you know, being able to exercise after hours or even if, you know, walking home from work and those sorts of things. So it's fantastic. That project was funded by the Victorian Government's Community Crime Prevention Program to improve community safety. And they're there and they're working really well and encourage people to get out and really, you know, exercise. No excuses now.
Nice.
There's plenty of light around the park.
Very true. Lucy, thanks for that. Great to chat. Talk to you again next week.
Great, thank you.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.